You worked as a waitress in the Columbus Cafe.
Right. During the summer, after I was out of school, and I said, well, I wanted to work for the summer. We lived out at, I think it's Midland Valley. I know I had to walk a mile almost to get up to the bus station. We lived there for about a couple of years, and there was a train that came through, not with people on it, but just
freight cars.
Yes. And they'd have three or four working people. So they would come through, and they wanted to eat. So what happened... My dad worked at the ice company at that time, but he'd get up at night and fix them mostly breakfast, eggs and bacon, something that you could cook fast. Sometimes my stepmother would either make a pot of beans or a pot of stew, and if they wanted that, they could have that. But he'd wake me up about an hour before the train came in. I'd go to bed kind of early because I had to go to school, too, because I was still going to school. So he'd wake me up about an hour before the train came to get up and wait on them. That's how I learned to wait on people, just waiting on those train people.
They had a home there. They lived in the back of the home. And
it was just a little house. It just had a room for the restaurant, and the rest of it was where we lived. It wasn't
very big. So it wasn't really a restaurant as such. It was just a little place for the engineer and the people on the train to come in.
Right. Your father made some extra money.
Yeah, so they charged him a little bit, yeah, but I don't get any money from it.
No, you're earning your keep. Did you go to Tulsa Central?
I did. I just get the bus and go from out there even and go downtown to go to Central.
Yeah.
And I went to Roosevelt Junior High.
Elementary, were you?
Emerson.
What year did you graduate from Central?
41.
1941. Do you remember at that time other restaurants or businesses that were around in Tulsa, downtown Tulsa?
Oh, I remember Brown Duncan because we shopped at Brown Duncan a lot.
Yeah.
And there was Learner's. There was Fields. That was a good place to shop. Lady shop. Wolf Brothers was good for men's. We'd shop there.
Yeah.
It's sure different now.
Yes. Yes, it is. Then how did you get hired at Columbus Cafe?
Well, I just walked by, and there happened to be one waitress they had. She saw me going by, and she came out and hollered at me because she was a neighbor of mine, and her name was also Maxine. She said, we need a waitress. Said, why don't you come and work this summer? And I said, well, I have to go to school in the fall. Just for the summer, I'll work. So he hired me right then.
So you were 17, 18 years old?
I was 15.
Oh, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First thing I had to do was go down and get a Social Security card. They had just started Social Security, and I had to go sign up for that. But I had to tell them I was 16. You're not supposed to work until you're 16. So I had to tell them that I was 16.
And we won't tell anybody that we did that. Right. So you're 15 years old working, and then?
My shift was 3 to 11 at night. You work 7 days a week.
Wow.
And you got $3 a week and your tips.
I thought you were going to say a day. $3 a week plus tips.
And what would tips be? And a dime and quarter.
Yeah.
We had quite a few gamblers that came in there. Really nice people, but, you know, they gambled. If they made good, they tipped me good. If they didn't make anything, I didn't get anything either, but that was okay.
What kind of gambling then went on?
I think they just played cards among themselves. That's what it was.
So then you're working there till...
Well, I worked until school started, and then I quit. I had told them I'd just work for the summer. So when school started in September, I quit. And we were downtown shopping because I wanted to buy some dresses and things for school, my stepmother and myself. We'd finished shopping. We were waiting for the bus. And Tommy, which was the owner's son, came by, and he said, why don't you come back to work? And I said, oh, I can't. I'm going to finish school first. So my stepmother spoke up and said, she can come back. And I said, well, I don't get out of school till 3:30. He says, that doesn't make any difference. My shift was supposed to be 3 to 10. He said, you can just come when you get when the school's out, whatever time you get there. If it's 4 o'clock or whatever, you just come then and work your shift. That's okay. So I said, well, I can do that. So I did.
So did you work till 10 o'clock at night?
Every night.
And then you got up and went to school at 8
about
o'clock
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you did that for...
Well, till I graduated in 41.